Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Joined now by Karen Kingston, former Pfizer employee. Karen, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brandon.
Let's get to some I'm just emailing or texting there with a major, major conservative. You guys will know who's going to be coming on next week. So even in commercial breaks, we are still working, folks. I'm still booking guests and working even during the breaks. So I'll announce who that person is coming up later, probably on Monday.
Called me today and said, what do I know about this Luciferase stuff? And so this is hot off the press, so we won't go into as much detail.
Trying to bring up the slides that you sent me. Okay, let's start. Yeah. Let's start first while I'm bringing those slides up. Did you watch the interview I did last night with Melissa, the former Pfizer employee? Or I guess she's currently an employee, but it's not like she's about to be fired. Did you get a chance to watch that?
I did, yeah. I mean, we talked around 1:30 or so my time, and then I did watch it, and then I pulled together some information from the patents, and also just in general what luciferase is, what the, you know, how this ties into genetically changing human beings. So that's what this is about.
Okay, so what did you make of what she was saying?
Oh, there's a couple things that she was saying. One, that it was glowing like a bioluminescence blue. So that is a attribute of luciferase, which is a catalyst and an enzyme, and we'll go into detail what it does. And it's from fireflies in general. So that's what explains the bioluminescence, and it's in the patent. So we know this is in the product. So the other thing she stated was that the people that work at Pfizer in the manufacturing facility, they didn't know what they were mixing. I guess they were doing, that was the final plant to do the final formulation of all the ingredients to then ship out to the United States and to the rest of the world. So that's very abnormal, as she was stating. But under the emergency use authorization, and keep in mind, under the PREP Act, PAPR Act, and the Cures Act, under emergency use authorization, consumer good manufacturing practices, they're called CGMP manufacturing practices, are all thrown out the window. So all the quality control that's in place normally to produce any product, whether it is a pharmaceutical, a vaccine, or even your vitamin C supplement, there's inspections that are required and safety and toxicology tests done at every plant. And there's a final testing of all the batches before they're sent out to the public. And all that's been skipped. So there's a multiple supply chain manufacturers that are producing these quote unquote COVID-19 vaccines from all around the world. And they're each producing different components. And at the end of the day, they all apparently end up at Pfizer for the Pfizer vaccine, and then they're mixed together. But those who are producing the final Pfizer vaccine don't know what they're putting in there.
Okay, I want to show real quick. I don't know if she can see these or not, but you saw them in the replay. Here is what Melissa sent us. And when you put it against a white wall, it has at the neck of that bottle there, that vial, has that little colorish look to it. But then there it is again against a white wall. And then against black. Now, someone from Great Britain that I know emailed me and said, could this be at all from the lights in the room and that kind of thing? But the issue with that is, here is a normal product, looks like, under normal light, and you don't see it doing that glowing thing. And then here's the same, here's the product under the same light, on the same table, no different environment, as the slide says, yet it glows. So here it's not glowing under normal light. But then here it is. So somebody emailed and said, well, couldn't that just be related to the lighting? No. We just took care of that problem right there. So then she showed that the sticker seemed to be going down lower than normal. And again, she's been on the line for 10 years, if I remember correctly. So she's saying these stickers seem to be lower, like they're trying to stop actually the more visibility of the content. There again is that same glowing. So what you're saying is that this glowing, what is causing this glowing? It's called what now?
It's called luciferase.
And why does that sound so close to Lucifer? Can you tell me?
Because the people that made this product follow Lucifer.
I think that's probably pretty easy.
Yeah.
So I got your slides here. We'll go through them. What do you – tell me what that does. What does that product – what does that chemical do to you?
It serves two purposes. One, it's known as an – assay. That's a fancy word for a test in biology and chemical engineering. So what it does is it will map out and test to see what genetic changes have occurred within the biology of a specimen, or, you know, I guess in this case, a human being. So that's one of the things. The other thing is it is a substrate. We used that word before. That is a catalyst. So it also provides a catalyst to accelerate amplification of genetic material, so replicating that genetic material, as well as improving the integration of that genetic material into cells. So that's called, it improves transfection, which is directly integrating DNA that's not part of a cellular of a cell and integrating it with it. So it's both, it both provides information and testing, as well as a catalyst for replication of genetic material and then integration of that genetic material into cells.
All right.
So it aids in these processes.
So let's talk before we go to the slides, unless you want to go to the slides, and then talk about it. Colin Powell, do you have anything to say about him getting the shot and passing away?
Yeah, he was suffering from cancer, right? So, you know, one of the other things that's in the...
If I said General Powell, did I say General Powell? It should be General Powell. Colin Powell. General Colin Powell. I can't remember what I just said.
Yep. General Colin Powell. I mean... The vaccines, what's in the vaccines has been proven to accelerate, to one, it cause the formation of cancer cells. And then if you have cancer, it's going to accelerate the cancer growth in your body through a couple of different ways. One is some of the vaccines, according to the patents, they contain HeLa, the HeLa cell line, stem cell line. And that's known as the immortal stem cell line. It's from a woman from the 1950s who died from cervical cancer. So unlike other genetic stem cells, this is the most aggressive. It proliferates, so it grows and duplicates at an astronomically fast level.
Okay, you just lost me. Are you you're telling me, not your fault. It's not your fault you lost me, but it's my fault because you're so smart. I'm struggling to keep up. Are you telling me, correct me if I'm wrong, because this is what I just heard. And this is what I thought I heard. Are you telling me there was a lady that died of some kind of cancer in the 1950s and somehow she's involved in the vaccines today?
Yeah, it's called HeLa. It's the HeLa stem cell line, and so that it's in the patent. And we'll go through it. But it's not that what the HeLa stem cell line. What it does is it accelerates cancerous tumor cell growth. I mean, it can integrate with other cancers too. It's very deadly.
So what you're telling me is someone that died of a very strong and aggressive cancer in the 50s, they're what they're. Their DNA, their blood, their what from her was added to a line of vaccines?
The genetic sequencing, so the codon for that cancer cell that she had is now in the vaccines.
Why on earth would they do that? And this is not conspiracy. This is documented, correct?
It's in the patent, yeah. And I mean, it explains why people are getting these rare forms of cancer, and they're going from having no signs of cancer to end stage 4 cancer because it's the HeLa line that enables that to happen. This woman was 31 years old when she died, left 5 children behind.
In the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I talked to her the other night, she's going to be coming on again. When she was talking to me in the spring of 2020, and she was saying that, you know, so many of these vaccines are causing breast cancer, prostate cancer, you know, colon cancer, whatever, that the cancer is in the vaccines, that they've gotten into the lines. And of course, the manufacturers, I guess Fauci convinced the Reagan administration to put something in that wouldn't hold the vaccine companies liable. So when she said to us then, this is why you're seeing so much cancer, this is part of what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, and this isn't the shocking part of what we're going to talk about today either.
But okay, that's all right. So let me conclude on this and we'll keep moving then. So what you're telling me is, which shot is it in, number one? But number two, you're telling me that this is how dirty these vaccines are, so we're going to see a massive outbreak of cancer, even more than we've already got, which seems like a ridiculous amount already. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, there'll be a massive outbreak of cancer and very advanced forms showing up out of nowhere, basically. But in regards to like what's in these vaccines, we don't know. Again, the consumer good manufacturing practices were all skipped. It's Russian roulette with what's in the vaccines. We know there's microorganisms in some of the vaccines, but they're not in all of them, right? I mean, this Dr. Frank Zolinski, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, I believe out of Germany, I mean, he tested vials, and it seemed like the lots that he looked at, it was one out of every 5 vials had a microorganism. So what vials contain the HeLa stem cell line? I don't know. I mean, we don't know. This is, Brandon, what has to happen is there needs to be a mass stop to all of this right now in our country and across the globe. And everything that's been done, it's not been just unlawful. It's been criminal. Everything, the FDA authorization was criminal. The FDA approval was criminal. The manufacturing has been criminal. The propaganda regarding the safety and efficacy has been criminal. This is a massive global terrorist attack on humanity. It's all criminal. It needs to stop. We've been lied to, and people are dying. And as people like myself and physicians come forward with what they're finding in publicly available government documents, it's clear that this is an act of genocide against the global population. Mm-hmm. You're a history buff, and I'm not. But whether it's China or some global terrorist group, there was no defeating the United States. We have the most powerful economy. We had the most powerful military. So the only way to take out democracy, would be for the American people to concede, you know, in an effort to commit self-harm and or suicide against their own population. And they would need the American people and the American military to willingly do this. That's the only way America could ever be taken out. And that's what we've done. I don't understand why Congress, you know, every representative from every state is not filing criminal charges against, you know, our government, you know, the FDA. What the FDA has done is not unlawful. It is criminal. What Fauci has done is not unlawful. It is criminal, period. It's all criminal.
And yet the FBI wants to investigate as domestic terrorists America's moms speaking at school board meetings.
Again, and that's part of the criminal propaganda that's going on. You know, terrorism is defined as, you know, an act that results in the harm or death of American citizens that violates state and federal laws. That's what's going on. Again, if you look at the VAERS data, those are not adverse events because that would be unintended consequences. The FDA met on October 22nd in 2020, and they listed out myocarditis, encephalitis, elimination of your platelets, thrombocytopenia, death. They knew what they were doing. We have all the evidence to show the FDA, the NIH, the CDC. They all knew what was going to happen. They executed their plan. They used behavioral insights in partnership with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, including Harvard Business, you know, Harvard at the helm of this, to know how to psychologically, mentally, and emotionally manipulate Americans to do something that had no benefit to them, and then to cover it up. And then they used Penn State University, to then use the psychological insights on doctors and the doctor-patient relationship to make this happen. This is all criminal. I don't understand why people aren't moving forward with criminal charges.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this again, my layman mind here. The, if I'm saying it wrong, the HeLa, H-E-L-A, is that how you say that stem line? HeLa?
HeLa.
Okay, the HeLa stem cells, they're in this patent, but we don't, and this patent is what we're about to go through, right? This is the patent we're about to go through. You say it's in the patent. Is this the patent we're about to go through?
Yeah, it's the Moderna patent that's available on the Moderna website for all the mRNA vaccines. You can get it on the Moderna website. The link's there. So
what you're saying is it is a matter of documentation that the HeLa stem cells is in some of these vaccines or any of the mRNA vaccines, right?
Yeah.
And the HeLa stem cells dates back to a woman who died from cervical cancer, a very aggressive form of cancer in the 1950s, and it's in this mRNA vaccine. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. She died at 31 years of age and left 5 children behind. Mm-hmm.
And this would maybe, along with the
Luciferase,
may explain that in the HeLa stem cells may explain why, or not, I'm said may explain why someone like General Colin Powell, who I think was already suffering with some major medical issues, but it could have certainly exacerbated his health situation. Should he have gotten the mRNA vaccine? Is that true?
Yes. And there's people I know someone personally who developed myeloma. I don't want to say any more than that, but I know Dr. Mikovits has had to mourn the loss of her daughter-in-law,
you know,
a young, healthy woman in her 40s, who all of a sudden manifested with advanced stage 4 myeloma, which is a rare form of bone cancer that normally shows up in people in their 80s.
After being vaxxed.
And then I was on the show last time, and I showed you the delivery devices, specifically the magnetic nanoparticles that target the bone. So, you know, they can be delivering anything into them. They could be delivering this carcinogenic, cancer-causing stem cell line along with, you know, vascular growth endothelial factors to accelerate the growth. I mean, this is a lethal injection. And it also causes genetic mutations, too. I mean, there's no gray area anymore. People need to just
This is science. They want to tell Pastor Art Pawlowski that he's denying science up there in Canada for keeping his church open and saying the things he's saying. Reality is they're the ones denying science. You're laying out Judy Mikovits, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, I could keep going. These are the ones laying out the science, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I take it a step further. Everything I present, I'm presenting from our government websites and from the manufacturer's own documents. What I'm presenting on your show is no different than what companies pay me to do, to go through a medical legal review process to get their products approved by the FDA and are their materials, as far as what they can and cannot say, approved by the FDA. This is, I mean, there's nothing I'm presenting that isn't standard. It's science. It's government documents. This is what I do for a living. I mean, there's the other stuff that you're hearing on the mainstream media is propaganda. This is the truth.
Wow. All right, let's go to the slides. What's this first slide we're looking at here, Karen?
I just wanted people to know that you can get this patent off of the Moderna website. This is that master patent that covers the mRNA vaccines, and this includes the lipid nanoparticle delivery system. So I just wanted to put that up there. But I also wanted to note Section 74, where it explains the polynucleotide. So that's the fancy term for the makeup of genetic material. Can include other agents, including triple helix formations. Formation is a little bit more of a vague word. Aptamers are biomarkers and vectors. So it says triple helix vectors. So typically a vector would be just the lipid nanoparticle. But in another patent that we went over, a vector could also be a microorganism. So, for example, if the government wanted to get people injected with an infectious disease or what they're calling now vaccines, a vector could be a mosquito. And Dr. Ralph Barrick was funded by the NIH, you know, tens of millions of dollars to research the dengue virus, which is a form of malaria, if you will, but more aggressive, that's transmitted through mosquitoes. So he did do a lot of research on that. So that would be a vector. The mosquito would be a vector. Potentially in these injections, there are parasites that could be considered the vector. The vector is supposed to deliver a vaccine, you know, to help protect your immune system. But in this case, what we're seeing is that microorganism is developing toxins and or other mutations to harm people. And that seems to be a Hydra-based vector. We don't have time to go into all that today, but that's what it is.
All right.
And then on to the next slide. This is Section 54, and I just wanted to explain that I see what I just said, that the vector is used to deliver, you know, it can be used to use toxins or to amplify, you know, transfection, so the production of genetic material and the insertion of. So on your show last time, a vector could also be those deliver systems we went over, the nanospheres, the nanomagnets, the nano single-walled carbon nanotubules, the graphene tubules. So those are also vectors that then can deliver product to then amplify the acceleration.
Already, we are back. There you go. So what do you think about all that, Wendy?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Really doesn't. I mean, they've loaded this thing up, you know, and it just really vindicates what Dr. Anthony Morris told me back in the 90s. He said that just your basic vaccines, because he had access to all the raw clinical data. Now, the raw data now doesn't see the light of day because they want to hide stuff typically. So, but he had access to all the raw clinical data when he was the chief virologist at the FDA, and he told me vaccines are not what you think they are. He says they're a vehicle to seed the body with disease. Any antibody benefit is fleeting at best. So it's not really there to help you with, you know, antibodies. It's there to seed the body. He says, and genetically everybody's different, so it's going to corrupt you in the weakest area. So that's why everybody doesn't have the same response to a vaccine. They'll have different responses.
Well, you're familiar with VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System.
Right.
Established in 1990. Well, guess what VAERS did, you know? Well, here's a little bit about them. The event reporting system is a nationally known early warning system to detect safety problems in the U.S. Licensed to vaccines, VAERS is also managed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. VAERS accepts and analyzes reports of adverse events and side effects after a person has received a vaccination. Anyone can report an adverse event to VAERS. Healthcare professionals are required to report certain adverse events, and vaccine manufacturers are required to report all adverse events that come to their attention. But guess what? VAERS official data proves, Wendy, weaponized COVID-19 vaccines were formulated as a high premedicated mass extermination scheme, which we've been telling people all this time, okay? For all this time. Now, and here's the thing. You won't hear that on NBC, ABC, CBS, or CNN, will you?
No. And you have to wonder, really, about a lot of the statistics when you're reading them, if they're accurate. I think, I don't know how accurate it is, but about 40% of the U.S. population and the U.K. population rejected the idea of getting the COVID serum. And I'm sure that doesn't sit well with the people that wanted you to get it. So, so 40% of the nation rejected it.
Well, here, let the official yet highly underreported government data regarding COVID-19 vaccine-induced deaths and injuries present its very own compelling case for the well-planned and highly organized genocide in progress. It's of paramount importance to understand that every single physician and scientist in America has access to the official government data information posted on VAERS' website. Likewise, every department throughout the U.S. federal government and the U.S. Armed Forces and all affiliated NGOs have free access to VAERS, which means that the NIH, the CDC, the FDA, and the entire HHS can consult with the most up-to-date vaccine injury and death data on the website. Similarly, every public corporation and private company, every medical center and hospital, every health insurance company, and risk management firm may universally, every university and college, every research institution, a nonprofit foundation, etc., has full free access to VAERS' public database. In light of these indisputable facts, willful ignorance of the exceedingly important VAERS' hard data info is no excuse for immediately responding to the true causes of mass death occurring across the USA today. For every individual who is directly or indirectly associated with the administration of the COVID-19 vaccines in any official capacity is now well aware of how extremely dangerous and deadly these jabs are. And this is a very lengthy article, but it's got a big chart here. Boy, I'm going to tell you, it tells you COVID-19 vaccines, and it gives you the times, the dates, the events, the hospitalizations, the number of deaths from COVID vaccines. It's really... And we keep telling people about that. We keep telling them. And guess what? Out there, they're still told every day on TV to get the jab. Now, we understand what's happening. We understand that this is a part of the World Health Economic and the World Health Organization's depopulation of planet Earth. We understand that. I've been talking about this since the 80s. And yet people continue to get the vax. Now, there's...
Remember I mentioned a couple weeks back that, you know, when you go get allergy shots that are tailored serums for you, you know, these are made specifically for you, you still have to stay at the doctor's office about 20 minutes after you get the shot to make sure you don't have an adverse event. When you ask them what that means, it means respiratory arrest, anaphylactic shock. So if that can happen to you taking a serum that's tailored for you, imagine taking serums that are, you know, out of the box, one fits all.
Well, not only that, but they've got these, well, for the children now that they're pushing, the CDC, the FDA is pushing, and they haven't even been tested. In other words, it's saying, look, the people are stupid. They're really stupid out there. You know, they're falling for this stuff left and right. And
you don't realize that, you know, a lot of the childhood vaccines when they were released on the market were never tested on kids. They never tested those either.
This is an amazing thing. I have.
You know what else they did? You know what else they didn't test? And this is by several doctors that research vaccines. They said that a lot of your neurological conditions today, Tourette syndrome, and all the others, didn't exist before. Didn't exist before 1980 because right around the 1980s they started putting your viral serums together, so in combination shots. So when they did that, that's when you started to see all these other neurological conditions. So MMR and DPT and so forth. This is when these other conditions started cropping up. It's not that, people got better at looking at the research. It just wasn't always there. And they correlated it with when they did the super shots, and they mixed viruses together. And we talked about the snake venom, the skate and the cobra and stuff. That usually makes people bleed. So, but when you mix it with a virus, it has the opposite effects. It makes people clot.
So, jeez. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you know who Dr. Robert O. Young is? He has done. Yeah, do you have time to listen to a 4-minute of him talking? Okay. Craig, can we bring that up? Let's pot it up. Can you do that to Dr. Robert Young on the graphene of tennis? Okay, so here. I find this very interesting. This is why I wanted you to listen to it, because what he is talking about, it's not all these vaccines are not the same, which we
there's
said
no
this
shedding
before.
Here.
Go ahead.
Biosensor, it means it can receive and transmit. So there's no shedding here. When someone's been poisoned with graphene, they become a human cell tower, and they're receiving radiation and emitting radiation, which affects everyone else around them. Radiation poisoning in combination with graphene oxide causes cellular disruption, disorganization, and death, and the waste products of that lower the pH to a point where the body has to activate, and it's called the clotting cascade. And the clotting cascade that's taking place is to try to prevent internal bleeding from the damage of this declining pH caused by the radiation and amplified by the graphene oxide. So simply, when we understand that the flu is not a disease and it's not viral-centered, the flu is a symptom of detoxification, of increasing body temperature to remove acidic waste products in order to maintain the alkaline design of the human body field, the biofield. If it doesn't, then you die. And this is what's happening to people. Their cells are breaking down because they've been impregnated with graphene oxide through inoculation. Through graphene oxide is now being put in the air, in the food, in the water. I mean, and now, of course, make it even things worse, is injected. And then when radiation is present there, it amplifies this thing, which then leads to cell membrane deterioration, what is called the corona effect. And then a higher valence of that is called the spike protein effect. So red blood cells should be swimming in their own fluid. That's called vascular fluid. And the red blood cells should be even in color, even in shape, even in size. You see how nice these red blood cells look?
Yes.
Now look what happens when they're exposed to graphene oxide and radiation. This is a reduced graphene oxide cluster. I call it a cluster bomb. And look what the blood is doing around it. It's clotting. That's what this does. Reduced graphene oxide in combination with 4G and 5G, pulsating at 2.4 gigahertz and up, causes cells to reverse their polarity, start clotting together, and they're attracted to this graphene. So they form clots. Now, if you know a little bit about the pulmonary system, red blood cells have to go in single file to get to the lungs to drop off their waste products, lactic acid, carbon dioxide, whatever it is. And they have to go in single file. They can't go in to drop off and pick up oxygen if they're all clotted together. This is what causes oxygen deprivation. These are red blood cells. See these red blood cells?
Yes.
Now look at them. It's like they're like giant red blood cells that have crystallized by the fact they've been crystallized with chemical and radiation poisoning. And off to the left here is ferric oxide. So these are the cells, and you can see all the graphene oxide around this.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like a war zone. And this is why people are getting sick. And it can be a delayed reaction depending on what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're breathing, what they're thinking. I mean, you can be exposed to this by aerosol. You can get it on the swabs, graphene in the swabs when they're doing the PCR testing. You can drink it in water. I'm not going to name the water, but you'd be shocked if I started naming the waters that this stuff is found in. They're common brands, even the ones that you think, well, wait a minute, that comes from Italy or that comes from France. And you're going, wait a minute, what is graphene doing inside these waters?
Very interesting stuff here. This graphene oxide is found everywhere. I mean, this is why I was saying I went swimming and I felt really sick after, still getting over it. I have this really bad cough and sore throat still 2 weeks after. But
all right, there you go, Wendy. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, it's you know, it's like layers of the onion. You know, like I said, they loaded this thing up, and you are correct when. They've been doing this for years where they test different lots of serum. So if you see an outbreak of, like, measles like we did a few years ago in the Midwest, and it was a real severe outbreak of the vaccinated children that got the measles serum, Canada and American physicians analyzed the serum, and they said it wasn't a normal, natural form of measles. This was a genetically modified man-made version, and it was more virulent. That's why the children were sicker longer, shed the virus longer, and everything else. So they test serums in different parts of the United States, different countries. And so, you know, I'm sure they have different versions of the lots. And they're just, you're the biggest test group ever.
Well, all righty, folks. 866-229-3663, that's Wendy's phone number, or www.thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Get that catalog. Get it right away. You need to get it as soon as possible. Wendy, you kept you 30 minutes past the time.
Oh,
you...
Okay.
And so you can go and get some beauty sleep and have a blessed Christmas, young lady.
Oh, and you as well. And we'll talk real soon. All right.
All righty.
Take care. Night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now. Let's go to the break, and we'll be back after this.
Still quiet night in Bethlehem. Birth sleeps and few take thought of him. But the heavens rejoice and the angels sing. The child of Bethlehem is the King of Kings. Still, wise men worship at his feet. Still, lost souls awaken from their sleep, and the heavens rejoice, and the angels sing. The child of Bethlehem is the King of Kings. Down from heaven's glory, children over all the earth. Oh.
All right, the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Folks, and I wanted to tell you about, make sure people want to know about this week, Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We're going to start at 8:30 with a prayer, or an in-depth Bible study. 11:15 with a morning, actually it's 11:30 with a morning service. Then we have afterwards, we're having our Christmas dinner about 1 o'clock, Doers of the Word Baptist Church. And then at 4 o'clock, we have the nativity. Is we're having a Christmas movie, and it's one of the best nativities out there. And then at 6 p.m., we have our evening service this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 Sperry. That's S-P-E-R-R-Y Road, Newberry, Ohio. And you can go to our website, wrwl.org, and you can get directions if you can't find us. So let's go to Ed. Ed, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm hanging in there, Ed. How are you?
That's what you have to do. I'm glad you had Wendy on because I had a situation. I called in a while ago, and I had a toothache that was driving me crazy, and I used colloidal silver. I have a generator that I bought like 20 years ago, and all you got to do is just buy more pure silver for it. And it stopped my gums from bleeding, and it stopped the pain. So it was like, they say in the silver solution, it's like having a pharmacy in your medical cabinet, and I've never went wrong with it.
Yeah, a lot of people take silver solution on a regular basis. There's just a lot of what they call, regular care. One of the more and more people that I know every day are just taking a teaspoon of baking soda in a glass of water, and to keep their body, and that's working for a lot of people where it comes to alkaline and that. But yeah, colloidal silver, I've keep some in supply. It's good. It's a good thing to have around. But now, I've been told that you don't want to overdo that because the little silver particles can build up around the areas in your hearts. Your heart valves. So. That's something that
I had never used silver colloidal for like over a year. So it's like that's something that needed to be done only when it's needed to be done. I don't even have any aspirin in my medical cabinet. It's to the point I don't use anything unless I need it.
Yep, me too. I'm the same way.
Yeah. And Pastor Ernie, appreciate you. Appreciate you still on, on the air, online, and the whole nine yards. And pretty much, I think you know what's going on. I know you know what's going on. As the apostasy gets deeper and deeper, it's real sad, but unfortunately, this is the way it's going down.
Well, it is, but to say this is exactly what God's Word, the Bible, says. Look, God's on the throne. He's in complete control. We know what we have to do. He raised us up for such a time as this, and so our marching orders are very clear. They're literally spelled out, so we just got to get it done, and we will hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." God always delivers, always. So,
I hear you.
You have a blessed Christmas, you and yours, Ed.
You too.
Thank you. Who do we have next?
Yeah, Dave and Kent.
Dave, you're in the air. Hello, Dave.
Oh, hello. How are you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just had a quick question. If a person had gotten a COVID test with that Q-tip swab, is there harm in that, or what should they do to counteract that now?
Well, there's a lot of people say you don't want to do that. And as far as counteracting that, I would let you call Wendy, or I would let you call Nurse Elaine, who, you know, she's kind of our official nurse here, and she's always with us, and she would, they could tell you more about, you know, how to do that. I don't want to give wrong advice, though, but, and she often gives her phone number, you know, right off over the air while she's here, so I guess I can give you her number if you wanted to call, because, they know.
Elaine. Talking about Elaine?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Elaine Connolly, okay? If you, her number is 440-478-4073. She's kind of like our official ministry onboard nurse right here, so. They can tell you more about that.
Yeah, and then also Wendy Wilson, you gave her number out earlier, right?
Yeah, yep, I sure did. Her number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663.
All right, well, I mean, is there something called nanoparticles or something you got to worry about, or what exactly could the harm be in a Q-tip thing? No vaccine, just a COVID test.
What we were just talking about there, those what they call those spike proteins, and what they're talking about, what could be in those things, are the graphene, what they call graphene antennas. That they're little, they're actually like little like metallic things, and they have been. I've been told that those are implanted on some of those swabs that they use, that when they stick them up your nose, they actually implant that in your nose. And so you can actually be traced with that. But anyhow,
mean that's... cracked, you mean? Yeah,
but like that can actually... device? Yeah, those things can actually... as far as I know, they can duplicate themselves. So I don't know. You know, like I said, I'm not an expert in that area. This is why you call the people I told you, because they know more about it than I do.
All right. And graphene, what was it called? Graphene what? What was the rest of it?
Just graphene.
Oh, okay.
And they're called graphene antennas. What you're talking about is graphene antennas is what they refer to. I just played a clip by Dr. Robert Young. He just explained all of that.
Really? Yeah, I heard some of it. So call those two ladies and ask them what they say. And
Yeah.
Is there any, like, medical harm that would come to a person from doing that, other than just being a homing device or being tracked? Or?
Like I just told you, call those women who know that. They're telling you, okay. If they tell you and warn you not to do that, not to let them stick that up your nose, there's got to be a good reason, huh?
So. Yeah. I had to be admitted to the hospital with a massive leg infection, and the nurse asked me to do it. I thought I was worried about getting amputations or dying from it. So I didn't know what to do, you know. But I was between a rock and a hard place. So I didn't, you know, I didn't want to do it. I knew I didn't want to do it, but it was like she wasn't going to, I don't know what the consequence would have been. She was acting like she didn't want to treat me if I wouldn't do it, you know.
They're trying to force that too when you go down to all the prisons and stuff, and you know, when I did it, I don't stick it in my nose. They want you to appear like you're sticking the thing up your nose, so, but anyhow, I don't. So now I don't. If I was to bring my own swab, I would be glad to do that with my own swab. But
I don't understand why they can't just do it from saliva. If they can do it from
they can.
They
can. Yeah. Okay.
So this is just totally evil. Is what you're talking? It's messed up.
It's about depopulating the planet. It all boils down to that: depopulation of the planet. So we got to move on. I've got other callers. So thanks. Merry Christmas. Who do we have next?
It's Steve.
Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, Steve Bannon, his new senior editor now is Natalie Winters, who was with Raheem Kassan there on National Pulse. Do you know who she is? She goes by Natalie G. Winters, if anybody looks for her on Twitter, anywhere on the Internet. Have you heard her at all? She does a lot of the reporting.
Is she a young, pretty, blonde-headed woman?
She's 21 years old, and she is times. You could take 10 of any of the so-called journalists out there who are investigative journalists, and this girl is something. I mean, she's...
Yeah, I've heard her, yeah.
She is fantastic. Oh, quick thing, Steve Scalise. Mm-hmm. What's his name? McCarthy doesn't make. I think McCarthy used to get stuffed in lockers when he was in school or something. And he looks like he got beat up for lunch money.
Well, I know they're really putting him on the spot. They're telling him, look, you gotta get as un-rhino can believe. You want our votes? We want a guarantee. You're going to actually stand up and get it done. No more rhino stuff. Okay, so. And no more of the
votes away from what I understand.
Yeah, the compromise. So they're really putting the pressure on him.
You're fantastic, sir. I mean, you're needed more now than ever. You know, Rush Limbaugh can still, they could take 30 minutes of Rush and put him out there in what he says during the day. But what you say, Nate, people need to just really dig and listen to what you say.
Well, thanks for that.
You're so spot words. On.
We tried. We really tried. Thanks. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. God bless you all.
You too. How much time do I have? How much time do I have?
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Like two?
Yeah.
All right, folks. That means we're out.
Like 2 minutes like 7 minutes left.
Okay, do I have... Okay, who's next?
You got Don.
Okay, let's take Don. Don, you're in the air.
Oh, Pastor Ernie, great show as always, buddy. You know, it's interesting that they refuse to accept patients that have not had the jab, but they accept patients that are homosexuals, sodomites in that. And here these people have a high level of different germs all throughout their body. And that they live 20 years less than their heterosexual brothers do. They're basically walking germ factories. And it's been proven that everybody that's been getting the jab or the boosters thereof are having reactions to it. It's unbelievable what they're doing.
Yeah, a death is quite a reaction.
It's the final one.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got the chart right here. I'll just read you very quickly a couple of fast numbers here. Disabilities, 1,550,500. Let's see. This is what they reported on now, and this is 10%, which represents 10%. This is by the actual numbers. Okay, now, let's see. Deaths here, 1,355,900. You're not hearing any of this on the news, are you?
Well, they stopped reporting it. The adverse, vaccine events, they stopped that. CDC even mentioned that over 52% of the people that have, contacted COVID have been, vaccinated and, or I should say, inoculated. It's not a vaccine. It's an experiment. I was listening to a German doctor talking with an American doctor. He says, I don't know what kind of spirit moved over the American people, the American doctors, the medical field, that they would prescribe that experimental drug to pregnant women and children. It's unbelievable.
That was the spirit of stupid and the spirit of death. Here's one last thing, and then I have to go, Don, and it's this. These were U.S. reported hospitalizations. Because of the shot, 7,211,100. You won't hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS.
Not
thanks,
all,
Jim. Merry Christmas.
No. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you, Andy.
All righty. Thanks. God bless. We're out of time for tonight, folks. And now we're at that point where we come to where it's the most important part. See, all those people died, and dying is not a tragedy. Everybody's going to die, but boy, if you die in your sin, don't get any worse than that. You cannot undo it. You can't undo that. And here's the main thing. It's just like these shots. People are dying from these shots, but they didn't have to take those shots. They didn't have to take those shots. If they'd listened, they wouldn't have died of those shots. But you see, you don't have to die and go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. You can die and you can, well, the Bible's pretty clear. God has decided, he ruled on this one, and that is this, that when you die, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. It's appointed all men once to die and then the judgment. And the choice is up to you. He gives you a way out. A smart person, remember, you know, heaven's for winners and hell's for big-time losers. And so what do you do? Well, again, the Lord Jesus did all the heavy lifting. He did all of the hard work. He did what nobody could do for themselves, what we could never, ever even begin to do for ourselves. He took our place, a substitutionary death, where only he could do it. It was him or none. But he did it. He did it for us. And he did it for you, if you'll only do this. You'll pray to the Father. Here's what he says. Pray to the Father. Admit that you're a sinner and that a sinner needs a Savior. Ask for forgiveness. Repentance is absolutely necessary for salvation. Absolutely. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. Then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, in all things, at all times. Okay, without any reservations, folks. Don't leave any reservation. Just say, Lord, I'm all in. I'm all in. Okay. Call me, take me, send me. Okay. And if you'll do that, you will be a new believer, a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir, a joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, now think about this. Think about this. And this is for all of eternity, all of eternity. Now, you have God's word on that. Now think about that. You have God's word on that. God's word can never be broken. God's word is absolute. It is final. You know what? Let me tell you where the power's at. God spoke the universe into existence. That's how powerful that word is. God used his words to speak the universe into existence. And folks, and so when you have God's word on it, it's an absolute sure thing. So do that tonight. You don't want to wait. You don't want to take a chance of running out of tomorrow's tonight. You know that. You know we say it every night. We tell you that all over this planet, people are going to run out of tomorrow's tonight. They don't have to. They don't have to. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. You want to be one of those that do. Well, we're at that time again, so as we always say, good night and God bless. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.